Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. As always, I'm Candy Washington, and this is the Soft Life Podcast. So before we dive into today's episode, which is habits that will make you magnetic and irresistible and pretty effing confident. But if you need additional support, be sure to grab our self-love journal down below. Check out our courses on manifestation, self-love, lifestyle design. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share, and join our Patreon. The first 7 days are free. That is my gift to you. And check out our merch. So with that, let's dive in. So if you want to be magnetic, if you want to be that chick, you know, or that guy, whatever the case may be, if you want to really be irresistible and confident, I'm going to give you a couple of habits that you need to start embodying today. The first one is the art of being unbothered. Unbothered. You are not reading the comment section. You are not worried about what, you know, people are saying about you, what people think about you, you know, other people's opinions of you is none of your business. You are so focused on validating yourself, on affirming who you are, of protecting your energy. You know, you are so focused on being connected to the truth of who you are. And when you're connected to the truth of who you are, when you're connected to source, the divine, God, whatever you want to call it, when you're connected to that, you know that you are good enough, you're worthy, you're deserving, you're lovable, you're amazing, you're sexy, you're magnetic, you're intelligent, you're everything and more, and you deserve everything you want in this life because you, where your focus is on the truth of who you are, not on the opinions of others, right? And the truth of who you are does not change. It is rooted in the divine. It is rooted in the divinity. It is rooted in your intrinsic birthright value of who you are. So that doesn't change. But the opinions and the thoughts and the gossip and the judgment and the criticism of other people are always changing. Oh, you're amazing. No, you suck. You know, oh, you're cool. No, you're no, you're not. You're pretty, you're ugly, you're fat, you're thin. Right? Like it's all over the place. So it doesn't matter if what people are saying about you is good or bad, positive or negative. That is not the truth of who you are. The truth of who you are is believing in your connectivity to the source and the divine that makes you that person, that makes you magnetic, that validates you, you know, that confirms who you are. So when you are getting the truth of who you are from that source, when you are rooted in that, you become so untouchable, so unmovable, so unbothered. And that gives you your energy so much more power because it's not divided. It's not negative. It's not wavering, right? It's not unfocused. If someone walks into a room and you can just tell that they don't need anybody in that room to validate them or to compliment them or to not compliment them. They just show up as they are, like, what? That is the sexiest, magnetic, most irresistible person. It has nothing to do with looks. It has nothing to do with status. It's an energy. It's a vibe. It's that je ne sais quoi. There is just something about that person. And usually what that something is that they are just unbothered. They're unmovable. They don't care. They're not looking to you to confirm the truth of who they are because they already know who they are. And that makes that person that sticky stuff, right? You just want to be around that person who doesn't really care, right? The next is self-acceptance. When you are in a position where you just accept yourself while still holding on to the vision of the next level or the next version that you're becoming, that is the most irresistible, magnetic, rock solid place to be in life, where you are just like, you know what? This is what my life looks like. This is who I am. This is what I have. This is whatever it is. And that's cool. I find no fault with me. I find no fault with my life. I find no fault with it. But yet I still lovingly and compassionately, I'm holding true to the vision of the next version of me. This is so powerful. This is the sweet spot of life because this allows you to be full of gratitude and joy and happiness so you can enjoy your life exactly how it is. You don't need to fix anything. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to prove anything. You don't need to get anything. You're grateful and you're satisfied and you are perfect as is, right? So you get to enjoy your life and be present and love yourself and enjoy what you have and be appreciative of it while still knowing I am happy in this. I accept this, but I'm still holding to the vision of the next level. I'm still holding the vision of the next version of me, right? It could be like, you know, I might live in this apartment right now. I'm going to be happy in this apartment. Nothing needs to change. I'm good. I'm grateful. But I'm still holding on to the vision of the home I want to have, right? Or it could look like, you know, I'm single right now and that is okay. I'm still going to love myself. I'm still going to know I'm worthy. I'm still going to know I'm chosen. I'm still going to enjoy my time with myself, but I'm still holding on to the vision of, you know, being with my divine partner that comes in or my husband or my wife or whatever the case is, right? It could look like, you know, I only have this amount of much money in the bank, but you know what? I'm going to be grateful for the money that I do have. I'm going to know that no matter what, I'm always supported. It is what it is and that's okay. But I'm still going to hold true to the vision of financial abundance and overflow, right? That is the most powerful place to be in this life is when you accept yourself exactly for who you are, who you be, what you do, and what you have, and it is enough. And you can still be grateful and you can still enjoy it while lovingly and compassionately still hold true to the next version of the person that you are becoming. It's not that I'm holding true to the vision because what I have isn't enough. Who I am right now isn't enough. It's like, no, who I am is enough. I just deserve more. Not, I'm not good enough. So I need more in order to feel good enough. That is the sweetest, most powerful place to be. When someone truly accepts who they are, the light and the shadow, the ups and the downs, you know, the glory and the guts, like all of it. When you accept yourself fully, that is the most powerful, grounded, magnetic, irresistible, sexy energy you can ever have because you are no longer seeking in order to feel good about who you are. The third is access to you is exclusive and it's expensive, okay? Expensive, I don't mean money. I mean it costs somebody something to have access to you. They have to invest in you to have access to you, whether it's to your energy, your time, your presence, your body, right? Who you are, having access to you is exclusive. Not everybody can get it. And it's expensive. It has to cost somebody something to get it. They need to invest into you before they can have access to you. And I'm not talking about money. You know, I'm talking about being trustworthy, being honest, being a healthy individual, being a source of support, right? That's what I mean. It's not about money. I'm not saying this person has to spend money on you in order to get access to you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that this person has to add value to your life in order to have access to who you are. That way you're not depleting yourself. You're not overextending yourself. You're not hanging around negativity. You're not being leeched on. People aren't sucking your energy and your time and your effort. People aren't using and abusing and exposing your body. You know what I mean? You are allowing people who are healthy and who add value to have access to you. There has to be a level of standard that you have before you allow people to have access to you. There has to be a standard. You know, have standards. Once you have standards, once there is an expectation of what it's going to cost to have access to you, that makes you automatically top shelf, on the pedestal, right? What that makes you irresistible, that makes you VIP, that makes you magnetic, that makes you that person. Think about it. You know, anytime a brand comes out with this exclusive line, you know, only 100 will be made, or exclusive this, exclusive that. It's like, oh, exclusivity gives it more value. So value your time. Not everybody can just be able to pick your brain. Not everybody should be able to have access to your time and your body and your energy and your presence. Those are valuable commodities. Value your time. Value your energy. Value your body. Value your mind. And let there be standards for the type of people who have access to you. Because the more exclusive something is, the more value is there, right? So value yourself and think about, what is it going to cost someone? What standard do they have to meet in order to have access to me? That is such a powerful place to be. So I hope this video and this episode was a value to you. That is my intention. And of course, if you need extra support, grab our free self-love guide. Check out our courses on manifestation, self-love, and lifestyle design. Also join our Patreon. The first 7 days are free. That is my gift to you. And shop our merch down below. So with that, you guys, I love you, and I will definitely talk to you next time. Bye. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.